1933. Depression grips America by the throat. Two young inventors herald forth from the back of the comic pages a voice-changing gum for children to practice ventriloquism. The problem? That gum won't chew.
Gee whiz!
Say,
my voice sounds the same.
The New York State Court hears the case of the so-called Bubble Boys.
Sven Ingeborg, Henry Mossmouth, this court finds you guilty of deceptive advertising and fraud. You are hereby sentenced to 2 years hard labor and $5,000 restitution. And may I say, I purchased your gum in grand hopes that my voice would change, for I am cursed with this voice. So I hope these 2 years break your backs, and you know what pain you've caused the nation.
Jumping bail, these men take it on the lam west across the nation in the hopes of clearing their names and saving their necks.
Uncle Gustus?
Hello, anybody home?
Shh, boys. It's me, down here. Oh, in the basement window. Sneak around back.
Terrifying.
Have you been followed?
Hello, Mr. Mossmouth. I'm Sven Ingeborg. I'm Henry's partner.
It's nice to meet you. Please, I've read all about you in the papers.
I don't think we've been followed. I'll just shimmy on my belly through this window.
Yeah, okay, Henry, I'm going to push you.
Ow!
There's actually a bulkhead door around back, but we can continue.
I'll come through the window. That's through.
Wow.
Got a lot of clumps of mustache hair here.
I'll grow it back.
Well, boys, I'm not going to say that I have not been expecting you.
Uncle Gustus is a genius.
I've been following your exploits in the papers. You've somehow invented some gum that has upset the King of Siam. Is that true?
We did get reports that he bought a pack, but no, it's mostly the broken hearts of the children of America.
Ah, yes, said. The children who believed if they could chew this gum, they could fly. Is that correct?
Almost right.
Mm-hmm, we did read a story of one kid jumping off a roof and breaking both his legs, but the object of the gum is to change your voice.
Ah, yes, yes. I must admit, when I read 10 papers at the same time, sometimes the stories run together.
Goodness.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Gustus, you're a speed reader?
Speed reader, inventor, and chef. I dabble.
We're quite hungry.
A super nice uncle. You know, one time when I had chicken pox, Uncle Gustus invented a new kind of ice cream. They gave me more chicken pox.
Yes, chicken pox ice cream. I was hoping one set of chicken pox would fight off the other set of chicken pox. A turf war.
It didn't work that way.
No. Please, boys, right this way.
Okay.
Oh. Nope, careful. Step around that. That's the transmogrifier.
What does that do?
Oh, it's a delicate electrical. It's got dials and gauges, as you can see, and switches, and not quite sure what it does, but
Impressive.
Looks like a transmogrifier.
I've taken it to the hospital and hooked it up to people with all sorts of diseases, and, well, none of them have been helped yet, but I hope to find the one sick person that it would help.
Couldn't have hurt.
What's on these walls? Slime?
Yes, that is slime. That is slime from my slug farm.
Oh, you have a slug farm?
Oh, yes. You're standing in it.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Wow. Do they all have names? These guys are great.
Oh, that would be ridiculous. They have numbers.
Ah, oh, that makes sense.
Yes, much easier to keep track of them. Mm-hmm. And that way I don't feel attached to them when I have to kill them.
Oh, sure.
Oh, no.
Did you know that the slug's digestive system has over 14 different enzymes?
No, I didn't.
Now you do.
Wow.
Please, boys, right this way.
It's so dark in here.
It is quite dark. I need to keep it dark.
I think there's enzymes on my feet.
That's fine.
Don't put them in your mouth, Henry.
Next to the multiplexer.
Oh, is this the multiplexer?
Yes, it is. Careful, boy. Stand back.
Oh, no.
There's a lot of sparks coming out of it into my eyes.
It's glowing.
Yes, it is glowing. I nicked this from Nikola Tesla.
I thought he was dead.
He is.
Wow.
Or is he?
Oh, my gosh.
I think he is. I'm pretty sure he is.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure he is. I snuck into his apartment and stole this when he was drunk.
So what does it do?
I'm not sure yet either. No. Also, taken it to the hospitals, hooked it up to many sick people. I'm not quite sure. You know, boys.
Yes, Gustus?
It might work with that gum of yours.
Oh. That's why we've been slinking across America.
Slinking?
Yes.
Uncle Gustus, I told Sven that if anyone knew how to get this gum working, it had to be you. Even as a kid, he could never stop telling me how wrong I was about all sorts of things.
Well, that's not too difficult, Henry.
Well, you are right about something. And that is my ability to perhaps fix your gum. Please, let me see some.
Oh, sure, here's a pack.
Ah, yes. Interesting. Gum base.
Mm-hmm. He's good.
Pepsin flavoring. I see. Ah, yes. Foil wrapper.
Can you make it work?
I might. Yes. Oh, what? If only. Please, right this way, boys.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is that a skeleton?
No.
Phew.
It is, however, a pile of slugs that I trained to stand upon each other's shoulders to look like a skeleton.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Please, boys, right this way. Okay. All right. This is the latest invention I'm working on. I'm calling it the Speaking Gum Fixing Machine.
Oh, did you make it just for us?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't know. This was years ago when I started work on it.
Oh, you're clairvoyant.
Or you're stealing my ideas. I'm not sure. One of the two. Henry. One of the two. But please, boys, I have some sad news. As you can see, there is a slot on this machine for a piece of gum. There's also another slot with a part missing. My former partner, a one Lamont Meringue.
Gross.
Yes. Disgusting. He absconded with the missing super heterodyne, which would allow the gum speech fixing machine to work. But sadly, he is gone. And I can't say I'm not happy to see that he's not here. Wait a minute. I'm happy that he's gone.
Can't we just use a regular heterodyne?
No. It must be a super heterodyne.
Couldn't we use a homodyne?
No homodyne.
But a diodyne?
Nope. A super heterodyne, not an awesome heterodyne or a mediocre homodyne. We need a super heterodyne.
Well, could we find Lamont?
Well, I know exactly where he is. Good luck getting to him, though.
Well, Henry and I are very well traveled. We can get about just about anywhere.
Yeah, Sven says I can get to anybody.
Well, he's in Alcatraz.
What?
Yeah, island prison, Alcatraz.
You mean out there in all that water?
Yes, out in the middle of the bay, yes. Yes.
In the prison that no one's ever broken out of?
Yes, that one, yes. But you know what, boys?
What's that?
No one's ever broken in.
Ah.
Well, that doesn't make me more hopeful.
No. No one's ever tried before, Henry, so they don't know if they could do it. But once tried is half done. That's what my father always said.
Imagine, if you're a guard at Alcatraz, are you going to be looking out over the bay?
No, you'll be looking inside at the prisoners.
Exactly!
Except at sunset.
When you can't see anything.
Well, yes, I guess. From the seaward-facing side of the prison with the sun coming down, yes. Well, that's okay. That makes sense, right?
You so need we to break into the prison, we get the super heterodyne.
How would you boys like to sneak in? Through the sewer pipes?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Yeah, that sounds like the best plan, right?
Go. It's stinky.
Well.
Parachutes? Dress up as alligators? What are our options?
No, I like the stink.
Fine. You can have the... I do have parachutes and alligator costumes. And a catapult.
Whoa.
But if you want the stink it shall be. And then break out.
Right.
And while you're there, careful about Lamont. We've had a... falling out.
What happened? Bad blood?
Lots of bad blood.
Gross.
I'm not joking. We had some blood go bad. What? Here in the lab.
You were doing tests on blood?
Tests with blood. Okay, I said it. We were tasting blood. Okay? He left some out, unrefrigerated. It went bad. You know, I don't know if he was trying to make alcohol with it. I don't know what he was trying to do. And of course, I reached over my, arm to pick up some blood that I was testing. And I grabbed the expired blood. And it was very gross. And I kind of, threw up my mouth a little bit.
What'd you say?
I said, yuck, gross, this blood's expired. Who left this out of the fridge? Of course, Lamont was laughing. I think he did it on purpose.
It must have been all congealed and gross.
It was disgusting.
Like drinking a scab.
Much grosser than regular blood.
And that's gross enough as
it is. I had to train myself not to throw up in my mouth for months. So I could at least commit, finish my scientific experiment.
What are you using the blood for?
Oh, this and that. I was curious. It's science. Come on, maybe it's delicious.
Custis, yeah. Are you a modern-day Dr. Frankenstein?
Yes.
Can I say that all this talk of eating blood has made me starving?
You said you were a chef, right?
Yes. Upstairs, boys. Come on. I have something delicious prepared for you.
Ooh.
Slugs in blood sauce.
All right, Henry, you ready for a swim?
Oh, boy. This alligator costume ought to make it easy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to strip to the nude.
Okay.
All right, let's get it.
Oh, boy. It's already making it a lot harder.
Did I ever tell you I was a famous bearskin swimmer in Norway?
No, I don't think you'd ever told me that.
Mm-hmm. We'd get up every morning at 4 a.m. in the middle of winter, swim across the lake, and then wrestle bears, and sit around a fire and tell stories about women.
Well, meanwhile, all the cotton in this tail's getting soaked so much it's almost dragging me down.
Henry, use the tail. It's your propeller.
I'm waggling my butt as hard as I can, Sven.
All right. We're almost there, Henry. Get ready to dive. We're in the sewer, Henry.
Oh, I can smell.
Let's get in there.
It's everywhere.
Look at you. I smell big beans.
Oh, Sven.
I'm just telling what I smell, Henry. You ever get claustrophobic, Henry?
Like I'm swaddled inside of wet cotton in a sewer pipe?
You know what I feel like? Sausage in a casing. So just put me on a griddle and roast me up.
Speaking of roast, I think this must be the grating into the boiler room.
All right. Careful, Henry. We have to time our movements to get through the bursts of flames. One, two.
Sven!
Ah! That was close. You saved my life.
This alligator suit's getting dry and kind of cozy now.
You look good in it, Henry.
I feel like it's jammies. Maybe we could take a little nap before we finish up.
Henry, not yet.
You're right, of course.
All right. Now let's creep by this cell block. He's supposed to be in cell 666.
Ooh.
It's not a good portent. Let's just walk as quietly as we can.
Sven, I think we know this guy.
Is that?
Hello, fellas.
Chauncey Wing?
Wing.
Wing?
Wing.
W-I-N-G?
W-I-N-G-E. Hey, are you one of those wing girls? I'll say yeah. Fantastic.
Let's get out of here.
All right. Wait a minute.
Hey there, fresh fish. Hey there, fresh fish. You all wet? Come on, my seal. Let me cuddle with you.
Sir, I am an alligator.
I've been known to tussle with an alligator before. Come on, let's wrestle.
Sven.
Just keep walking, Henry.
Hello, boys.
Oh, you look... You're white as a sheet.
Yes. I'm covered in bird droppings. The name's the Birdman of Alcatraz.
Oh. Squawk, squawk.
Yeah, I'm Bok Bok.
Let's get out of here.
Quack, quack.
Kikee! I think this is it, Henry.
Mr. Meringue, are you in there?
Alphonse, I told you to go to sleep.
Oh, my name isn't Alphonse. It's Henry Mossmouth.
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 Mossmouth?
Mossmouth.
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 You know, the more you say it, it's like you can't imagine it's a real word, you know?
I haven't heard that name in nigh on to 6 years.
Well, here's a name you haven't heard. Mine. Sven Ingeborg.
Sven Ingeborg.
That's me.
I've never heard that name before.
Well, I'm from Norway, sir.
Norway. The land of Lutefisk. Mossmouth.
My name's Mossmouth. Henry Mossmouth, and Gustus is my uncle.
Your uncle? Well, your uncle is a thief and a piece of crap.
My uncle is a good man who's a scientist, and he invented a bunch of things whose names escape me at the moment.
Yeah, well, they escaped him, too, because they weren't even his. I was the true inventor of the Biggle Bear, the Ding Dong Ding, the Cram 4, the doorbell, the pencil, the daisy chain, the megalomaniac, the mega man, the transmogrifier.
Well, we're here to talk about one of the inventions. We're here to get the...
pencil.
No, we're not here to get the pencil, Henry. We're here to get the super heterodyne.
Super heterodyne? That's just a part of a machine.
Exactly. Well, Henry and I are also fellow inventors, and our invention unfortunately didn't work, and because of that, we had a lot of ramifications.
See. You can just stop right now. You're just here to steal more of our inventions. I know how you moss mouths work.
I may be a debased, horrible moss mouth, but Sven here's my better half. He's the one who keeps me honest when I try to do all my evil things, like cry in the middle of the night or fall in love with a girl.
That's right. So, Mr. Morang, we're here to offer you anything, literally anything, that you will exchange for the super heterodyne.
All right. I'll give you the super heterodyne, but I want you to shoot your uncle right between the eyes with a shotgun.
Do you have a number two?
No, we're not here to get a pencil, Henry.
I meant on the list.
Boys, I have some hard news for you. The super heterodyne is not a device or a contraption. I'm the super heterodyne. You see, I knew that Gustus was stealing my inventions, so for our final work together, I created something that would not function unless it had my handprint in it, just to prove that he, in fact, was not a great inventor. Then he used it against me and framed me for quadruple homicide.
Oh my gosh.
Three homicides.
That's four, you nincompoop.
So, when you say put your hand in it, do you mean it's really your hand?
Well, I mean, the super heterodyne is...
Sven, I've got the hand.
Oh, my God.
Cut it off.
No, okay. Oh, don't, please don't. Please don't. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Listen, Lamont, you're coming with us.
I knew you boys were trouble.
And you're going to be on your best behavior, or else I'm going to give you a grin below your chin.
These bars look about as wide as a basement window. Pull them through by his mustache, Sven.
Oh, my God, you boys are Oh, my goodness.
Now, I hope you like swimming through poo-poo and pee-pee, because we're going down through the sewer.
Oh, you boys are awful. When did you become so evil? Oh, no, don't pull my pants down. Why are you pulling my pants down?
Because you have to be the front of the alligator, and there's not room for my head with your pants on.
Oh, my God. This is the worst.
Get ready to swim, Mr. Morang.
Uncle Gustus, Uncle Gustus, we're back!
Boys, welcome. You've returned. I'm sure you have an amazing story of how you broke into and then out of Alcatraz, but that can wait.
Well, not only did we broke out the super heterodyne.
Yeah, here.
Hello, Gustus.
Yeah, please, inside, let's go.
Okay, let's get through the window.
I have a door. I have a door.
Three at once was even harder than one at a time. I bet Uncle Gustus could figure out why that is.
Later, boys. Lamont? Lamont Morang, is that you?
Gustus, fine to see you, sir, and I do mean fine.
I suspect I should probably owe you an apology.
Well, I should say that 600 days spent in the world's most secure prison would warrant an apology, but I'd be a poor gentleman not to accept.
I'm sorry I framed you for a quadruple homicide.
Yes, and I'm sorry that I just raised my voice. Friends?
Friends.
Invent, 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 invent.
Quickly, to the gum fixie machine.
The gum fixie machine? Don't you mean the polyometer?
That's what it's named, is the gum fixie machine.
Very well. Boys, would you like to see your gum-fixie machine in full operation?
This was our last co-invention, Lamont and I.
Co-invention?
I felt the world needed a machine that could soften gum, while Lamont thought the world needed a machine that could cure diseases.
Yes, this machine is to serve a dual purpose, to end polio and to fix gum, but it can only be used once for one or the other.
Sven, this is it. This is the moment.
Yeah, this is the moment we've been waiting for.
When we finally fix our gum.
That's right, get out the gum.
Clear our names.
Mm-hmm. Not even going to give it a second thought
happy
then,
happy day!
Well,
pour it in the hopper.
Okay.
All right, there just going to pour well that done. Gum
Thank
right
you.
In there.
That's
could
what
cure polio.
Mm-hmm. Also, Polio is God's judgments.
Okay, you're going to bring the Lord into it. Okay,
yes,
fine.
Am.
All
I
those people stricken with polio.
Lamont, you know what? Ugh. Put your hand on the...
Well, boys, I'm going to do this without any remorse. Just keep in mind that you could save millions of lives or...
Get rich. Bingo.
Very well. I shall turn on what will be forever known as the gum-fixie machine.
He's like this all the time, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
What a downer.
Yes. Could you imagine trying to have lunch with this guy?
And with this hand, so turns the hand of God.
His eyes are glowing.
Whoa. Oh, the gum's coming out. Let's try it.
Why, goodness gracious, I do believe my voice has changed.
Oh, wow. Haven't been able to talk like this in a long time.
Uncle Goose, try a piece.
Oh, my.
Here, take a piece of this gum I've already chewed.
Sure, okay.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, surprise, surprise, surprise.
Oh, my goodness, what?
Oh, my gosh, I was suddenly transformed into a country yokel who joined the Marines.
Let me try it. Oh. Where the pale moon shining. On the fields below, folks are crooning soft and low.
It works.
It's beautiful.
It works, Henry.
We're free, Sven. We'll sell the stuff. We'll be millionaires. We'll be heroes.
Finally, our birthright.
Henry! Henry!
Miss Prettybook?
The very one. I've missed you so much.
You found me.
Of course I did. You always find the ones you love.
You love me?
If you'll take me back, if you'll forgive me, I'd love you more than anyone ever in the world.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't know there was a woman down in my basement. I would have cleaned up. I apologize. My name is Gustus Musmouth. What is your name?
Why, I'm Miss Prettybook.
Miss Prettybutt?
Prettybook.
Prettybook. I'm sorry. You certainly are a book I'd like to read.
Oh!
excuse me. I forget myself.
Is there a Mrs. Gustus Mossmouth?
Oh, no, there is not. My work down here in the lab takes up most of my time.
Why did you make all of these fantastic contraptions?
Oh, yes, I'm an inventor. I invent things, and careful, I wouldn't want that blood and or slug goo to stain your pretty dress.
You know, actually, I invent things too. Things in my spare time. You and I aren't all that different, I guess.
Really? gulp?
Would you maybe want to go out and get an ice cream sundae, and then maybe come up with a new invention or something?
With you? Certainly. Certainly.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. I can't wait. I'll go put on something better. Something better than this.
What?
The prettiest dress I own, and I'll meet you there.
That would be lovely.
Oh.
Goodbye, Henry. Bye, Sven. And goodbye, Gustus.
Bye, Miss Prettybook. I'm so happy for you, Uncle Gustus.
All right, everybody on the ground. San Francisco.
Everybody
PD.
On the ground.
Freeze, you dirtbags.
Put your hands in your
ass. Hands up.
Let me see. We're looking for Sven Ingeborg and Henry Mossmouth. Which one of you two idiots is them?
You two con men are going away for a long time.
That's right. You skipped out on New York State, and we're charging you with aiding and abetting. We know you broke into Alcatraz and then broke back out.
We are not going to go easy on you.
We're going to tear you apart.
I'm not sure if we have room in the car for everybody. I'll call for another squad car. Well, Lamont, they're gone. You can get out of the alligator costume.
Is it all clear?
It's all clear. Well, we have these boys' incredible gum. Perhaps we should start a trust fund and have all the proceeds go to that, so when they get out of jail, they can... then claim it.
Wow, that's such a fantastic idea. I've got an even better one.
What's that?
Why don't we take that money, put it in a trust fund, and finance our own retirement? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let me try some of that gum.
Well, Henry, we ended up right where we began.
Oh. You know, this prison has a pretty nice view of the bay.
And I can't remember the last time we had three hots and a cod every day.
No kidding. This bread really soaks up the bean juice. Stuff is good.
Make sure you don't get sugar sick. Oh. Told you, Henry.
It has a lot of boogers in it. Sven, I'm glad they put us in the same cell.
Well, how could they not, Henry? We're two souls, connected, eating each other like the Ouroboros.
Oh, just like Ouroboros, the radio announcer.
I was thinking of the snake, Henry, the eternal snake that has the world on its back, that eats its tail.
There's a snake with the world on its back?
Well, in some religions, Henry, it's more of a metaphor.
At least its mouth is full of tail, and it can't have any Henry Moss mouth for dinner. But I bet I'd be pretty tasty for a snake these days. Sven, I must have gained 10 or 12 pounds in here.
We're healthier, we're smarter, we're faster than we've ever been, Henry. And
I am smarter.
The prison library is quite extensive, and now we can finally get that post-collegiate degree we've always been wanting.
Yes, I can finally study the care of small lambs and animals related to lambs.
Well, Henry, dinner's done, so you know what time it is.
Oh, boy. Time to snack on the straw inside of the ticks of our bed.
No, Henry. It's time for dessert. We have one final piece of gum. Let's split it halfway down the middle. A gum. It took us a long time to perfect, but now our names will be clear, and we'll forever be known as the Bubble Boys.
Yeah. The Bubble Boys.
We're the Bubble Boys. We all like to chew gum, and we have fun inside a cell.
We have fun inside the cell.
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 We have fun inside the cell whenever we chew gum.
To the immortal.
To the eternal. Bubble Boys.
Bubble Boys, created by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, produced and directed by Tim Joyce. This episode written and performed by Steve Nelson and Andrew Tischer, with Bill Arnett, Ted Tremper, Sarah Shockey, Tim Joyce, and Gary Richardson. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/bubbleboys and listen to more episodes at bubbleboys.podomatic.com. You can also rate us on iTunes. Love us, hate us, just let us know it.
Once again, I'm afraid you've been misled by my nefarious partner.
These aren't slugs in blood.
Little doo-doos and cherry Kool-Aid.
This is Earl Burroughs. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special bulletin. The year is 1943. World War II has brought the world to its knees. Only two men can turn the rising tides. Those men are the Bubble Boys. Stay tuned for more.